the federal government has revealed that it intends to scale back the renewable energy target. The existing legislation stipulates that 41,000 gigawatt hours of Australia's energy use should come from renewable energy by 2020. But the government is opting for what it calls a real 20% target. That would reduce the figure to about 26,000 gigawatt hours. It's the coalition's opening gambit as it sits down for the first time with Labor in a bid to get a new agreement. The industry minister's also proposing to exempt emissions-intensive industries such as aluminium and cement. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Many in the government have been angling for some time to reduce the renewable energy target, despite the coalition's previous bipartisan support for a 20% figure. The industry minister, Ian McFarlane, today revealed the government's long-awaited position at the National Press Club in Canberra.
We will maintain the RET at 20% real.
That was just before sitting down with Labor for the first time in a bid to secure the numbers for a new bipartisan agreement for what he calls the long-term sustainability of the RET.
If the Labor Party and the coalition are able to negotiate an outcome, then the industry can go forward and invest confidently. If we can't, it's the renewable energy industry that'll get hurt.
The current target is 20% of energy produced by renewable energy projects by 2020, or 41,000 gigawatt hours. What Ian McFarlane's dubbed real 20% is in the realms of 26 or 27,000, but he won't say how much higher he's willing to go to get a deal with the opposition.
This is a negotiation on television. I've not done one of these before.
It's what the clean energy sector's feared for some time.
It's a massive cut, and really, it's the sort of thing that would decimate the renewable energy industry.
Andrew Bray from the Australian Wind Alliance says the government should make it clear that it's proposing a substantial cut to the renewable energy target. And he's urging Labor not to budge.
The government certainly didn't indicate before the election that they were planning to cut renewable energy this harshly. So there's really no reason why the opposition should be letting them get away with it. So I'd certainly be encouraging the opposition to be standing firm on the 41,000 gigawatt hour target.
The Abbott government's also proposing to maintain support for household solar schemes.
We see one of the areas where there will be very strong growth in renewable energy as rooftop.
But the industry minister wants Labor's support to exempt all emissions-intensive sectors, including aluminium, cement, copper smelting and zinc, and to ditch the requirement for a RET review every 2 years.
This is a common sense solution. It maintains a 20% target. It exempts those industries which are under pressure, and any relief we can give them, we've got rid of the carbon tax. If we can get rid of the cost of renewable energy, then they are more competitive and those jobs are preserved, and they are blue collar jobs, and I would expect the Labor Party to be concerned about blue collar jobs. I think it is a practical solution.
The coalition's responded to pressure from a swag of its backbenchers, concerned about the cost imposed by the RET on energy-intensive industries. 25 signed a petition back in June. One of those is Victorian Liberal Dan Tehan.
The really good news out of today is the 100% exemption for aluminium smelting. For my electorate, for Portland Aluminium, that means a saving of $10 million in 2017. And given that we've seen two aluminium smelters close recently, including Point Henry this year, this is welcome news. Now, obviously, the government now will need to negotiate with the opposition. My understanding is, and I'm sure it will be the case, is that both sides will negotiate in good faith, and I'm sure that we can get a very workable outcome which will protect jobs in our traditional manufacturing industries as well as jobs in the renewable energy sector.
That may be where Labor is willing to help, as Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowens hinted.
We do accept and understand some of Australia's emissions-intensive and trade-exposed industries are needing of some special attention.
But even before Minister McFarlane confirmed the government's scaled-back target and held the first round of talks this afternoon, Labor leader Bill Shorten gave that proposition short shrift.
Labor has made it clear that we'll engage in discussions, but we've got a no-go. We've got no-go zones. You know, the government say they want a real 20%. I call it a fraud 20%, a fake 20%. The truth of the matter is that renewable energy is part of our energy mix. It's had a great benefit for a whole lot of consumers. We've seen 1.2 million households have gone to having some part of their energy from solar power. We've seen thousands of jobs created, and we've seen billions of dollars of investment. The real damage that this government's doing in renewable energy cannot be overstated.
Bill Shorten ending Alexandra Kirk's report.